This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, and welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. Box spelled two X's. Noise Box is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, you can go to deliberatenoise.com. And this particular episode is part of the dog days of podcasting, 2014. Dog days of podcasting is a challenge for podcasters to do at least one episode a day for 30 straight days. This is the first time I've taken part of it. Last year, it looked like a whole lot of fun. And I like, you know, challenges like this. So I decided to go for it, you know? And it's a lot simpler for me than some other guys and ladies. It's simply because I have so many different podcasts that I can talk about pretty much anything, put it in its own show, and I don't have to worry about burning out a particular audience, you know? At the same time, it kind of makes it harder to know how to keep up with stuff, I guess, you know, what I'm doing. And there are times when I will make reference to something I've done on one pod, you know, that I've said on one podcast on another one, and it sort of makes me look sort of, I don't know, stupid or something. But that's not what's going on here. Okay. No. So, Dog Days of Podcasting is a good exercise for me, you know. I can say what I have to say, and it doesn't seem like I'm I don't know. I don't know why it's such a good exercise. Now that I stop and think about it, but it is a good exercise, and I'm going to do it. 30 days. No big deal. The only problem I might have, maybe on the weekends, but I sort of doubt it because I have like a game plan for the weekends. Well, we'll see if that goes through. Anyway, part of the preparation that I've done, which is very little, two things. The first thing I did was decide to set up a particular type of workflow. I'm usually the type of guy who will record something and then immediately just post it. Since I'm working outside of the home now, it's a little more difficult than it used to be. But I have Auphonic, which takes care of a lot of the heavy lifting. If I could get the Auphonic importer to work, thanks a lot, WordPress, for changing your API, by the way. Things go a lot smoother, but I can't right now, so I'll just have to figure that out later. So what I've decided to do is the night before, I will have my topic, and then in the morning, I make the blog post, because making a blog post on your phone at work is extremely difficult. I have a desk job, so it's not that part. It's just a pain in the ass. Just really is. Especially since on some of my blogs, I like to use preferred images, and the Android app for WordPress does not work properly with that. So it's really a pain in the ass. I have to go to the desktop, and then it just, even then, when I go to the desktop version on my phone, ugh. Anyway, so the night before, I get everything. I save drafts of the production on Alphonic, as well as the, blog post. And then all I have to do is upload to Alphonic. They give me a link. I put the link in to Noisebox and boom, or whichever show. Boom, there we go. All set. The other thing I did was put out a question, a request for questions. Just basically said, hey, I'm doing this. If there's anything you want, any question you want me to answer, just ask it. And Charles Hudspeth, I believe, asked the question, what is your favorite Replacements album or song? Now, you think that would be sort of simple because, we all have our favorite songs. But my history with the Replacements is very complicated, at least the early days are. And if you've never listened to one of my shows before, I ramble like this a lot. But I eventually get to the point, and the points I make are pretty good. At least I like to think so. Anyway, when I first heard the Replacements, I couldn't stand them. I could not stand them. Okay, how can I put it? When I was younger, I was about 20, I say. My whole thing was I'd like to listen to music even before, when I was like 13. I liked to listen to music in the middle of the night. And Detroit radio was really, really weird at the time. Okay. The oldie stations had like the biggest audiences. So there were a lot of people into the oldies, but I was young. I didn't want to hear that crap. There was black music stations, because that's what it was called back then. It was just black music. It wasn't R&B, it wasn't rap, it wasn't hip-hop, it was just black music. There were three, and most of them didn't play music that I really wanted to hear, because they'd play like most radio, they'd play the same songs over and over again. And as for the rock stations, forget about it. It was a bunch of them. They all played from the same pool. Only exceptions in Detroit radio at the time were Electrifying Mojo, who, although he was on the black radio stations, he had the leverage to play whatever he wanted to. The leeway, I should say. He could play whatever he wanted to. So growing up, listening to Electrifying Mojo, you could hear songs by Prince and the B-52s and Rick James, Africa Bambaataa, and it was natural, you could hear Private Idaho 1 second, and then like half hour later you could be listening to Luther Vandross, and that sort of helped shape my musical tastes. He's one of my all-time favorite DJs. Another one was a Canadian disc jockey named Brent Bambury, and he used to, I think that was how you pronounce his last name, and he used to have a show called Brave New Waves that came on Sunday nights. On Sunday nights is very important because it would go like this. I could listen to Mojo and fall asleep every night except Saturday when I could stay up late, because the station he was on at midnight, Saturday going into Sunday, switched over to gospel music, So there was really pretty much nothing to listen that I'd want to listen to. Until Sunday nights. Now, it was sort of messed up because at Sunday nights, I would listen to my third and favorite DJs, because there's three. There's Mojo, there's Brent, and then there's Mike Halloran. And Mike Halloran would go off at 12 or so on Sunday nights from his show. radials in motion. But it didn't matter because then I could switch over to the Canadian station, listen at Brent Bambury until I fell asleep, right? I probably thinking, you know, what does this have to do with the replacements? Well, what I would do is, if I could feel myself starting to drift, I'd push record on whatever blank cassette I had, and it would record 45 minutes of whatever it was, you know. So one night, the very first time I heard replacements, I'd fallen asleep, and I'm listening to Radios in Motion, and it's really cool, just really digging it, right? And then all of a sudden, they play I Don't Know by the Replacements. And it was unlike, it wasn't like anything that he had been playing, you know. It was, you know, some of the stuff he was playing was pop, and it was, but it was melodic. And then you have I Don't Know, which was just raucous. It just seemed sloppy, and I just did not like it. Do we give it up? I don't know. And I couldn't stand it, right? And I was like, who is this? He said The Replacements. I was like, ugh, I never want to hear that band again. But the next week, I did the exact same thing. And by the way, I used to have this thing where I would play, I would start to record, and you know, at the end of the tape, it would click, right? I'd flip the tape over, and then I'd go to Canada station, even if Mike was still going, because I knew he was probably going to end pretty soon, and then I would just, you know, record that. So that's also how I first heard Superchunk, and first time I heard Cookie Puss by Beastie Boys was doing that same sort of thing. So there are a lot of times I don't know if I first heard a song from Mike Halloran or Brave New Waves. So anyway, so the next week they played I want to say they played most of side one. Yeah, Brave New Waves played Radios in Motion played most of side one, you know. So he played Nightclub Jitters, and I was like, what in the hell is this? You know, because once again, it didn't sound like anything else had been played. And he was like, this is The Replacements. And I'm like, wow, these aren't the same. What? But then he played The Ledge, you know, and that line, I'm the boy they can't ignore, you know, and that's how I felt ignored for most of my life up until, I think I was about 26 when I actually went from being a scrawny weakling to actually getting some meat on my bones, and women started to pay a lot more attention to me, and, you know, yeah, I dug that, but I heard that song and I was like, whoa, I like the guitar. Let me listen to these guys some more. And with the exception of, I don't know, I really liked everything I heard from them, you know? And then for some reason, I can't remember how, but I bought a copy of Pleased to Meet Me. And I played the hell out of side one forever. Then I played the hell out of side two, and I played the hell out of the whole thing. So that's just a long way to go and say, I cannot think of a favorite song. Now, the most influential song on me, because once I got into Pleased to Meet Me and their albums after that, then I went back and heard a lot of their earlier stuff, which was a lot more hardcore, as you know. And I was living in San Diego at the time, but I was coming home. And before the bus came, I don't think it was a Greyhound, I think it was a Trailways, but it might have been Greyhound, I don't know. But before the bus came, I was at the record store, and I already had, bought a Walkman type, some batteries, and I got two albums. I got Sorry Mom, Forgot to Take Out the Trash, and Hootenanny. And as I'm listening on the way back, and I listen to those two over and over again, as I'm reading Weave World by Clive Barker, that was the book I read, and I bought a bunch of junk food that was in a bag that ended up getting thrown away by accident. So all my food was gone. So like for the last, like, there was a 3-day ride, and like the last day and a half, I had nothing to eat. But I, one of the songs was Something to Do. And the very first line, I've said this before on Deliberate Noise, I thought that they were saying, "Deliberate noise, real tough boys, what else have you got," right? And I always thought that was cool, a cool way to describe music, especially the type of music that Replacements does, is, you know, deliberate noise, you know. It's loud, it's raucous, but it's deliberate, it's done on purpose. And so I was going to use that somehow. I was like, deliberate noise, I like that, I'm going to use that line one day. Then when I decided to start a podcast, I was looking for a name, and deliberate noise just really stuck in my brain. So I went out and got the domain name. And as I got the domain name, I decided to, after I bought the domain name, I was going to have it, the tagline be, you know, deliberate noise, real tough boys. And I can't remember the last part, right? This has been years later. So I went on Google and I looked up Deliberate Noise lyrics. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I found out that they were actually saying delivering noise. So, yeah. So my whole network was pretty much based on the fact that I couldn't hear very well out of a pair of cheap Walkman speakers while riding a bus on a cross-country trip to a cassette, you know. But it worked out. Now I actually do have deliveringnoise.com, and that is my music station, music podcast. So yeah, I guess I really don't have a favorite song. It's just a bunch of them that I really like Something to Do, Answering Machine, Androgynous, Color Me Impressed, I guess Love Lines, kind of. I do not like Willpower. Out of all their studio albums, Willpower is my least favorite song. That is probably easier. Everything else, I'm pretty much into, you know, even stuff on Stink, but Willpower, I just could not stand it, you know. Even now, it's kind of hard for me to listen to. Favorite album, it's a three-way tie, and if you're a Replacements fan, you probably will agree with this three-way tie, but Let It Be, Tim, and Pleased to Meet Me. It's just between those three, I can't choose. I've tried in the past, and there are days when I will lean towards Pleased to Meet Me. Oops. But then at other times, it's just like, Let It Be is just so damn good, though. You know, so I don't know. I guess I just talk a long way to just say, I don't really have one. So yeah, he asked a couple more questions, but I'm going to talk about those tomorrow. So thank you for listening, and I will be back tomorrow. I'm going to see.